More Americans are renting homes now than at any point since 1965, and that trend is especially true in New Jersey, where a high cost of living and rising property taxes have dashed the hopes of many aspiring homeowners. In the latest installment of our statewide series on the New Jersey governor's race, Voting Block, we take a look at why home ownership is on the decline and what can be done about it at the state level. Let's return to the South Jersey town of Paulsboro, where a long tradition of home ownership is starting to fade. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Betty Paulson lives on a quiet block in the outskirts of Paulsboro, a small town just across the Delaware River from the Philly airport. She's owned a home here with her husband for 15 years. Paulson says all of her neighbors used to be homeowners, but not anymore.
And they've passed and moved on. And so that's what we've seen. A lot of people that have their houses have gone up for sale or have they couldn't sell them, so they have renters in them.
Renters. Lately, it's the top issue in Paulsboro. Residents complain there's been a recent influx of renters who have given the town a rougher edge and that abandoned homes are falling into disrepair. Community meetings are filled with residents like Paulson, who say the drop-off in home ownership is a big change for Paulsboro. In the background, her dog Pepper barks at a jogger.
You could tell who, you know, like you'll see a sign in the window that the property's up for sale or whatever, and, you know, they don't keep their properties as nice as a homeowner. They don't have that investment.
Renting is on the upswing not only in Paulsboro but across New Jersey. Although the Garden State has household incomes about 30% above the national average, its housing prices are about 50% higher, which means even some people who work full-time jobs can't afford to buy a house. James Hughes is a professor at Rutgers University's Blaustein School.
So this is one of the aftershocks, I think, of the Great Recession, is that homeownership has lost some of its allure.
Hughes says homeownership used to be seen as the, quote, super piggy bank, a great investment for young people. But now many people can't afford to make that investment at all. Pew estimates that more Americans are renting now than at any point in the last 50 years. In New Jersey, there are challenges for renters. Prices can be high, and it can be hard to find a place to rent, especially in the suburbs the state is known for. In fact, New Jersey had a long history of struggling to provide affordable housing for low-income people until two court decisions made it mandatory for towns to do so. The state agency overseeing affordable housing folded in 2015, so now state courts decide how much affordable housing towns have to provide, whether they want to or not. Kevin Walsh runs the nonprofit Fair Share Housing Center in Cherry Hill.
Lots of municipalities love to have malls and office parks, but they don't necessarily provide the kind of zoning that's needed to develop starter homes and apartments for lower-income households who work in the malls and office parks.
For example, if a town were only zoning for single-family homes, only single-family homes would get built. Poor people who could only afford to, say, rent a small apartment would be priced out of living in that town altogether. Walsh says many of the public officials who resisted affordable housing simply don't realize how many residents are actually struggling to pay for a place to live.
You know, in one instance, we had a mayor that fought for years and years and years. And then when new affordable homes were built in the mayor's town, the mayor asked if his secretary could apply.
Governor Chris Christie failed to set guidelines for affordable housing while he was in office, leading the state court system to take over the process. But come January, a new governor will have to deal with the state's housing issues. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, the Republican candidate, calls the current state of affordable housing requirements unworkable. And she's staking her campaign on a promise to lower property taxes, a perennial issue in New Jersey, which she says will help younger people and seniors afford homes. Democrat Phil Murphy, a former Goldman Sachs executive, supports a tax credit for businesses that invest in distressed neighborhoods and says new housing will follow. He's also promising to cut property taxes. But even for people who can afford to buy homes, Hughes, the Rutgers professor, says they aren't choosing small blue-collar towns like Paulsboro.
The millennials' parents, that is baby boomers, couldn't wait to get out of New Jersey's cities and move to the leafy suburbs. In contrast, millennials can't wait to get out of the leafy suburbs and move to 24/7 active environments.
New buyers are skipping Paulsboro, longtime homeowners are passing away, and others unable to afford rising costs are facing foreclosure, All of that is hurting Paulsboro and dozens of other small towns across New Jersey trying to attract new buyers and fend off neighborhood blight. In Paulsboro, that means the only code enforcement official is issuing more violations. And the two-square-mile town now has a list of abandoned properties on its website, hoping to take legal control of those homes and flip them. But Mayor Gary Stevenson says what Paulsboro really needs is money. He says when the state government doles out municipal funding, lawmakers tend to forget about towns like his.
They keep shifting a lot of money to your Camdens and your Newarks, and they keep forgetting about the little towns. Like, we don't make up enough.
Stevenson hopes New Jersey's next governor realizes that those housing issues that dog big cities also impact the state's many small towns. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.